This past month, Hazel Dickens, songwriter, singer, musician, National Heritage Fellowship Award winner, and advocate for coal mining communities and the poor working class everywhere, passed away at the age of 75.
West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia's where I belong.
Born in Mount Calm, Mercer County, West Virginia on June 1st, 1935, to Hillary and Sarah Aldora Dickens, Hazel was the eighth of 11 children. She grew up around music and, like so many of her generation, recalled listening to the Grand Ole Opry and to the Carter family, especially Mother Maybelle Carter, whose style of guitar playing greatly inspired her own. Her father played banjo and was later a minister and a song leader in the Primitive Baptist Church, where worship centered around the unadorned human voice. Her father's voice left a huge impression on Hazel. In several different interviews throughout her life, she mentioned her regret in never being able to fully capture his style of singing in, quote, turning the syllables and dwelling or hanging on to certain notes. But it wasn't just the music that influenced the songwriter Hazel would become. She saw firsthand her father and brothers try to eke out a living in the coal mines, the victims of corporate greed in a mining industry that still exists today. When the mining in that area gave out, so did the towns, and over the years, many of her family members moved to Baltimore and other urban centers where fellow mountain migrants formed communities often known as Little Appalachia. Hazel wound up in Baltimore in 1954, and it wasn't long before she was playing music in area clubs, in part due to a chance meeting with Mike Seeger, who was volunteering as a kitchen orderly at the tuberculosis sanatorium where Hazel's brother, who'd worked in the mines all of his life, was a patient. Entering the male-dominated genre of bluegrass and traditional music, Hazel suffered a great deal of prejudice when she first started playing in area clubs, but she pushed ahead. And while she never directly identified with the feminist movement herself, members of the movement most certainly found a hero in Hazel. Today, she and fellow musician and singer-songwriter Alice Gerard are known as one of the first female bluegrass duets, utilizing harmonies in much the same vein as Bill Monroe and Ira Louvin, paving the road not only for women in bluegrass, but also inspiring big names in the folk and alt-country movements, such as Freakwater, Gillian Welch, and Iris DeMint, just to name a few. In terms of more mainstream music, it was a Hazel and Alice record that gave mother and daughter Naomi and Winona Judd the idea to sing together. Here's a bit of a song from their first recording, a Carter family song, Coal Miner's Blues. Hazel's the one singing tenor.
Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues.
Throughout the 1960s and 70s, Hazel and Alice garnered a large following among feminists and folk revivalists for their song's subject matter and their tightly wound harmonies. They also played for a while with Mike Seeger in a band called the Strange Creek Singers. After releasing their first two albums of mostly bluegrass standards and Carter family tunes, Hazel and Alice's later albums begin to showcase a more eclectic mixture of songs, including this cover of Jim Jackson's Nice Like That.
Now women be wise to his neglect.
Get yourself a man, show a little respect.
It's nice like that.
I like it like that.
So do I.
Hey, daddy, baby, it's nice like that.
Said it's nice, nice, nice like nice.
Nice like that. Hey, daddy, baby, it's nice like that.
While still recording and performing with Alice Gerard, Hazel also began to focus on her own music, writing songs about the daily lives of everyday poor people, especially working women. An early song like Working Girl Blues showcases her budding ability to combine traditional and bluegrass sounds with a lyrical focus on contemporary issues of injustice, Writing about the inspiration behind the song, she says it's a song about, quote, the exploitation of working class people and the unending circle of shame it breeds,
hey,
end quote.
Hey, 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 got the early Monday morning working blues. I put on my ragged, worn out working shoes. Oh, well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made the blues. Well, I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits.
While songs like Working Girl Blues straightforwardly discuss hardships of the working class, lyrically, it's pretty tame compared to other protest and justice songs that would follow. Take, for example, the a cappella song Black Lung, written for family members who died from the illness. Hazel said about her brother, quote, "When he was near death, I went back home for 3 weeks to sit up with him. He was born, lived, and died poor. He didn't even have enough money to bury himself. His horrible death took a toll on me and affected the way I thought. It really came from the gut," end quote. As the song gained popularity in the mining communities, Hazel was often asked to sing at union meetings. Her song helped gain recognition for Black Lung victims and their families, many of whom were not receiving any benefits, dying in poverty while the coal companies made money hand over fist.
He went to the boss man, but he closed the door. Well, it seems you're not wanted when you're sick and you're poor. You're not even covered in their medical plans, and your life depends on the favors of man. Down in the poorhouse on starvation's plan, where pride is a stranger and doomed is a man, his soul full of coal dust till his body's decayed, and everyone but Black Lung's done turned him away. Black Lung, Black Lung, oh, your hands I see cold. As you reach for my life and you torture my soul, cold as that water hole down in that dark cave where I've spent my life's blood digging my own grave.
Later in the 1960s, Hazel would become involved in the Southern Folk Cultural Revival Project, an arm of the civil rights movement headed by the amazing cultural worker, performer, and activist Bernice Johnson Reagan, who's also one of the original Freedom Singers and the founder of the group Sweet Honey in the Rock. According to Hazel's biographer, Bill Malone, her time spent touring with other socially conscious musicians was a turning point in her career. She became reattached to her Southern roots. The tour, she said, quote, gave me the support I needed to not be ashamed of being from a poor family, end quote. She would also go on to do work with Highlander Folk Center, where she came into contact with others who were advocates for working class justice, which would then lead to her affiliation with Rounder Records. Later, she appeared in films about coal mining, including Harlan County, USA, for which she wrote the ever popular They'll Never Keep Us Down.
Your welfare ain't on the rich man's mind, oh no. Your welfare ain't
Hazel sang a great deal about the plight of coal miners and, equally important, their ability to organize and to fight back. She also tackled national issues that went beyond the borders of her native Appalachia, writing songs about the mistreatment of women in Don't Put Her Down, You Helped Put Her There, or the vast discrepancy of wealth detailed in the song The Homeless. One of her most biting is the anti-war song Will Jesus Wipe the Bloodstains from Your Hands. Written during the Nixon years, she wrote the song for her nephew, she explained, who'd fought in the Korean War and committed suicide upon returning home. He was so messed up, she said, he couldn't cope. She went on to write, quote, "Wars have far-reaching tentacles. We all really know who pulled the trigger. It seems, as a civilized society, we should practice being a little more civilized. Try a bit more diplomacy before we bomb each other into oblivion." End quote.
Now you say we could survive a nuclear war, and that you would use limits, you'd only go so far. Well, Hiroshima's horrors we'll never forget. If our bloodthirsty warriors don't know when to quit, will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your Jesus, wash the bloodstains from your hands.
Hazel had an amazing ability to mix the sounds of traditional music with the injustices of the present day, focusing not only on the trials working-class poor people face, but also in our collective ability to refuse unjust treatment and gaping inequality as the norm. Writing about her own life and experiences, she centers the fight for justice and equality within both the individual and the collective human story. And not only are Hazel's songs a voice in the fight for justice, they're about the importance of community, place, and home. Some of her most heartbreaking songs are descriptions of the home she had to leave in West Virginia, mainly due to lack of work and opportunity, a situation familiar to folks in rural areas everywhere. Within these songs of home, she writes about the loss of family and friends and the inseparability of people and place. One of my favorite of these home songs is the mournful Hills of Home.
There ain't much that's left here that ain't all run down. Gone are the echoes of old familiar sounds. Families that scattered, parted. Left a lot of good things to wither away back home. Can't you feel those hills around you? Can't you feel a touch of home? And don't you wish you never. There are some things memories can't bring home.
I remember the first time I heard the music of Hazel Dickens. It was through a former boss, Mike Hills, at Fayetteville Barnes & Noble. Knowing my love for music and my budding social consciousness, he said I had to hear Hazel. I'd grown up with traditional music, and I knew of other protest singers like Aunt Molly Jackson. But the first time I heard Hazel, I began to rethink the power of music. Her voice and her stories got me somewhere in the gut. Here was a woman not afraid to write about the importance of mother, home, and community, while also speaking out blatantly and unapologetically about war, poverty, greed, women's rights, and injustice. For Hazel, these things were interconnected. And then there was her voice, so raw and vulnerable on one hand. But within that rawness, a sense of strength and pinpointed defiance of the status quo. I don't think I've ever heard a voice as beautiful and real as hers. Hazel was an inspiration to so many, and I remember the afternoon she passed away, reading, of all things, Facebook status after status of friends and colleagues' love for her, bluegrass musicians, social activists deep in the fight, folklorists around the nation, all admired the gift of music and resistance Hazel gave us. She inspired countless people and set so many of us on our path. If you want to know more about Hazel, you can watch the documentary created by Appleshop's Mimi Pickering called It's Hard to Tell the Singer from the Song, which is also the title of one of her albums and one of her songs. Bill Malone and Hazel Dickens co-wrote a wonderful book called Working Girl Blues, The Life and Music of Hazel Dickens, wherein Hazel talks about some of her favorite songs and their backstories, many of which have been included in this piece. And almost all of Hazel's albums can be easily purchased through Rounder Records. I'll close with the same song I began with, also a home song, called West Virginia, My Home. Thank you, Hazel Dickens, for your voice, your songs, and your fighting spirit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Lewis.
Well, I paid the price for believing, and this life I have's not one I thought I'd find. Well, let me live, look, let me cry when I go. Just let me die among the friends who remember. West Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home. Place that I call home.